It has been more than 2 months since the small city of Olathe, Kansas, was rocked by a violent crime that made national and international news.
Police hunting for a gunman after three people are shot at an Olathe bar.
It's happened in Kansas, in the United States. We're getting the details as well.
Turn now to a developing headline coming in from Kansas City tonight, where a suspect.
Headlines there from ABC, CNN, but also India Today, because on February 22nd at that bar in Olathe, Adam Purinton allegedly told two Indian men to get out of my country, then shot both, killing Srinivas Kuchibotla, an engineer at the GPS company Garmin. Garmin is Olathe's biggest private sector employer, part of the reason behind a tech boom in the city. Unemployment there is around 3%, median income around $80,000. A Whole Foods came to town recently, as did a Hindu temple. But after the shooting back in India, the father of the young man killed told other Indians, "Don't go to the U.S." So what's been the impact or the reaction to President Trump's scrutiny of the H-1B visa program used by tech companies to bring in skilled foreign workers? Romesh Ratnasar wrote about Olathe today and this week's Bloomberg Business Week. Romesh, there was fear in the Indian community after the shooting, but also an outpouring of support. How important are these workers who've emigrated to the economy of Olathe?
Well, Olathe's population has increased by more than 40% since 2000. And that has really been driven by the growth of the technology sector and the healthcare sector. And what you see is in both of those industries, Indian Americans and others, skilled workers from other parts of the world, are vital. And so if you look at Olathe, for instance, the number of people who work in the STEM field, so science, technology, engineering, is around 8-9%, which is about double the rate in the rest of the country. And if you look at the size of the Indian American community in Olathe, it's now close to 8%. So it's the second largest source of immigrants after Mexico, and that's double what you would see nationally. So immigrants, in particular skilled immigrants, largely from India but also from some other parts of the world, have been absolutely key to the city's evolution.
Well, you paint this wonderful history of Olathe and the region and how it was once home to bootmaking and Belgians came in. But this seems pretty extraordinary. Since the opening of King Radio in 1960, a company that specialized in radios for small airplanes, et cetera, and then two workers there broke off, if I got this right from your writing. In 1995, Garmin, their company, which was in a neighboring town, moved to a $8 million facility in Olathe. They've just spent more than $100 million expanding their campus in Olathe. I mean, you know, talk about this tech hub in the middle of that state.
Well, it's fascinating because Olathe, and when I talk to people who'd lived there and whose families have been there for generations, they'll say that the city is pretty much the same as it was, you know, 20 or 30 years ago. It's still a place where most people know each other on a first name basis. But at the same time, really over the last, I'd say, 20 to 30 years, you've seen this growth of technology companies and Garmin being the most prominent one. And what that's done is it's made the city different. It's made it a more diverse place. There are now 84 languages spoken in Olathe's public schools. You know, if you visit Olathe, what you see is office parks and office towers kind of sprouting up in the plains. And you just sort of see this sprawling sense of growth.
You talk to people like Chad Scheer, a researcher who said this part of Kansas has basically subsidized the rest of the state, doing so well. In the past 10 years, Johnson County has accounted for half of Kansas's population growth, 65% of its new jobs, according to the County Economic Research Institute. So it is an engine. It is a driver. The people who have been there for decades, who don't feel that they're small, they're losing their small town feeling, do they fear that not just that terrible shooting incident, but also the language coming from the Trump administration about cutting back on these skilled workers' abilities to get these visas to come here, do they worry what that will do to the growth?
I think there is concern. I think people feel that they have really benefited from this transformation of the city's economy. You know, it's interesting, you know, that there's this whole debate about the H-1B visas, and one of the proposals is to raise the the floor for what you would pay someone who is on an H-1B visa from, I think it's about $65,000. There's some proposals out there to raise it to as high as $100,000. And what people in Olathe said is that that simply would just be much more than they could pay. And as a result, they would have to just look elsewhere or find other alternatives for filling those positions. And in some cases, they told me they might have to leave the state. And if they can't continue to bring in this talent and they are forced to go elsewhere, that just means that there are fewer jobs in the state. That means lower tax revenues, and that's going to ultimately hurt the state and all of its citizens.
That's Ramesh Ratnasar. We'll link you to his cover story about the tech boom in Olathe, Kansas, in Bloomberg Business Week. Ramesh, thank you.
Thank you.